From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. Disney's new animated musical, Frozen, is loosely based on a fairy tale by Hans Christian Andersen, The Snow Queen. But the connection is so loose, you'll hardly recognize the original. Like many animated pictures these days, Frozen takes a lot of liberties with its source material, mostly to make jokes. In a moment, NPR's Elizabeth Blair will discuss the jokes with the jokers themselves. But first, critic Bob Mondello looks at how many other sources Frozen borrows from while trying to build a better snowman.
With 8 original songs, Frozen is a full-fledged musical, and since nearly all its voices hail from Broadway, it's easy to imagine that the composers had one eye fixed on a future stage incarnation from its opening number Lion King, right? Then there's a Beauty and the Beast-style tour of the town, and when the plot kicks in with two sisters, one sweet, the other with a dark side, I'll bet I'm not the only one thinking Wicked, especially with the older sister, Elsa, played by Broadway's Idina Menzel, who even has a power ballad when she decides to defy gravity and use her magical powers. What Elsa's letting go is the power to turn the whole world into ice, and the way she unleashes that power had me thinking less about Broadway than about movies, starting with Carrie, because it's at a palace ball, think the prom, when an angry Elsa first turns into the Snow Queen, shooting jagged icicles from her fingers. Then she runs out into the street, and the whole harbor turns to ice, just like New York's harbor did in Day After Tomorrow.
It's completely frozen.
Cold.
After which she zips off to an ice castle that might as well be Superman's retreat, or maybe a frostbitten Oz, which is appropriate because to find her, her sister sets off to see the Snow Queen, picking up 3 sidekicks on the way. A hunk who'll discover he always had a heart.
I mean, it's crazy.
What?
We finish each other's
sandwiches.
That's what I was gonna say.
A snowman who needs a brain.
Winter's a good time to stay in and cuddle, but put me in summer and I'll be a...
And a carrot-loving, rather than cowardly, reindeer. Together, they'll dance with minion-like trolls.
He's just a bit of a fixer-upper.
Race through a vampire-free but still dangerous forest at twilight.
What are they?
Wolves.
Wolves?
Whoa!
And fight with an angry Snow Hulk, none of which has anything to do with the Hans Christian Andersen Snow Queen, but you know what? It's still pretty chill. I mean, why wouldn't it be? Tried and true material with Disney princesses carefully reconsidered for 2013, possibly because after 52 Mouse House animated features, this is the first to be co-directed by a woman. 53rd time's the charm, right? Oh, and speaking of the Mouse House, Frozen is being released with a terrific Mickey Mouse short called Get a Horse that looks at first like a black and white cartoon from the 1930s, then bursts into color and 3D and a bit of screen-shattering cleverness that Buster Keaton would recognize from his movie, Sherlock Jr. Is that a steal? A tribute? Whatever. It's great fun.
Whoopee!
I'm Bob Mondello.